This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. National Cotton Council predicting a 5.2% decrease in cotton plantings this year. Steve Verrett is with Plains Cotton Growers.
Producers will have choice, but those that are able to make a choice or do something different, it'll work for them. But, you know, we know that we will probably, if prices and the ratios between prices kind of hold what they are right now, we'll lose some acres in the northern panhandle for sure. Folks will probably move back to a little more corn, some sorghum. But for most of our dry land guys, that, you know, even though maybe a grain sorghum might look good to them, unless they have harvest equipment or they have relationships with people that have harvesting equipment, cotton is still going to be the highest and best use for that land. Plus, from a risk management standpoint that I mentioned a while ago, most straight cotton farmers don't have a great insurance yield when it comes to any other crop besides cotton. And so that many times becomes the final decision maker for a producer is what do I have the best risk management from an insurance perspective? And most of the time for a lot of, especially dryland cotton farmers, it's cotton. So, but thank goodness all crops look pretty good right now.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.